This is the Draft Prospect Review Podcast from Patriots.com.
With the 27th pick in the NFL Draft, the New England Patriots like...
Now here to
preview the prospect
are the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
The whole gang's here again today. Eric Scalavino, Andy Hart, Paul Perillo from Patriots Football Weekly. Wrapping up our draft prospect reviews for 2012, and we're going to do so on the interior of the front seven, defensive tackles and inside linebackers. And looking at these two groups next to each other, Paul and Andy, I think we can agree defensive tackle is the stronger of the two in terms of talent, upper level talent. Yes? No? So,
clearly. I mean, there are, you know, a handful of guys that are going to go in the first round, and in the first two rounds you could see, you know, 8-10 guys come off the board at defensive tackle, including some near the top of the draft, but also some legitimate talents in the, you know, late 20s, end of the first round where the Patriots are set, and we've seen a lot of different names aligned to the Patriots in various mock drafts and in visits with a guy like LSU's Michael Brockers, reportedly was at Gillette Stadium earlier this month for a pre-draft visit. So clearly, you know, they're kicking the tires on this position.
Guy I liked at the Combine, I don't know what your thoughts were on him, but the one he just mentioned, Brockers. Young kid, not a lot of experience, but, you know, made plays in an SEC school. Can never really go wrong with those type of guys.
Richard Seymour 2.0 is what everybody wants to bill him as.
Yeah, yeah, I didn't love him. I mean, listen, he has some things going for him that you can't teach. He's 6'6", he's well over 300 pounds, he's athletic, he moves pretty well
very
for that
quickly.
Size.
Yep.
So I think someone's going to take this guy in the first round, and they're getting a first-round athlete. I'm not sure the production matched up, and I just overall wasn't as impressed with some other people with him. But I do agree with the overall sentiment that there are some good defensive tackles in this draft. And
athletic ones, too.
That's an area of need for the Patriots. They need some more defensive linemen, whether they're inside guys or edge guys. Mm. We're focusing on the pass rush because that's what we do
right.
Every year. Says here we're supposed to talk about pass rush, but...
Says here they won't draft one?
Yeah. there are some good quality... There's 25 guys NFL Draft Scout lists as draftable, and the top of those guys, the top half of those guys, are intriguing talents.
Mm. And one guy who's... stock has been way on the rise since the combine is Dontari Poe. I think we're starting to get, at least in this room, the feeling that he's way overrated as far as where he's going to be drafted and where he should be drafted.
Water may be kind of leveling out now, and he may be going back down to where he should have been. You know, he got overvalued because he's 350 pounds and
ran a
sub 5
right, 40 at the combine.
You know, he's a big athletic guy. He clearly has a lot of physical tools. He's mm-hmm. clearly a first-round type prospect just because of what Paul said. There's only so many guys on the planet that are 350 pounds, 6'4", who can run well and athletic enough. But is he a top 10 pick? You know, right after the combine, there were talk of him, you know, getting way up there.
Yeah.
I think it's come back to reality a little bit where he's going to be a mid-first-round pick or maybe a little bit later. But, you know, I thought he was an okay guy. You know, he has all the measurables. You know, I forgot to add in 44 reps of 225.
Bench press, yeah.
So you add the strength in, too. He's not just a fat body. But the production isn't, out of Memphis, what you'd think of a guy that is otherwise seemingly perfect. Big, fast, strong,
wasn't
quick.
Dominant
right.
against that competition.
Right. Or, well, I mean, at that size, speed, and strength, you should be dominant against
anybody.
Nick Mangold
right.
and the, you know, Pro Bowl offensive line, and he wasn't. So that's the one concern there with him, but... Again, you know, there's only so many of those guys to go around. If you need one, he's tempting.
The other name that I think is the consensus, at least top 15, maybe not top 10, defensive tackle, Fletcher Cox, Mississippi State. Liked his tape a lot.
Me too.
I did too. Well, unanimous on this one.
We all love Cox.
Unfortunately, he's not going to be around unless the Patriots decide to move up and make a move for him.
You know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah.
That's the one good thing. If you have a guy like Poe in there and maybe one other guy.
Upset the apple cart a little bit.
If some team falls in love with Poe, that's somebody who could have taken Cox because literally they are in line for that position. Well, now a few other teams don't need a defensive tackle, and all of a sudden he slides 5-6 spots. And things kind of, you know, get out of whack quickly if one team...
Yeah.
It's kind of like being at the blackjack table and you screw up and the guy next to you gets mad because you change
took
it
his card.
For everybody else.
Yeah.
And that could happen with a guy like Poe in the mix.
Yeah, and you usually see that happen with quarterbacks because there's such a specific need. And I think there's probably less likely with defensive tackle because defensive linemen have become the most coveted you know, picks in the first round. And I think it's because of the reasons we're talking about. There's only so many guys that size that are roaming the planet.
Some of the names that we've seen related to the Patriots and mock drafts, Jarrell Worthy, Michigan State, Devin Still, Penn State, even Kendall Reyes, UConn. Impressions on any of those three guys?
I really like Reyes. I think, you know, the one thing I'm torn on him is a lot of people who listen to this know that, you know, I was a big Jordan Todman guy. He went to my high school, watched a lot of UConn. I don't remember Reyes really jumping off the games to me when I was watching kind of to see Todman play. But you watch his tape, he has everything you want. He's, you know, 6'4", 6'5", 300 pounds, sub 540.
He's a New Englander. He's a native New Englander.
New Englander, four-year starter. He's got everything you like. He's quick. He's fast. He's strong. I think he's, you know, in terms of 3-4, 4-3, I think he could be a 3-4 end, a 4-3 tackle. There's a lot to like there about Kendall Reyes.
Now, I like all three guys. I agree with Andy on Reyes. I also like Worthy probably a little more than Andy does. Thought there was a good quick first step there. I thought there was some athleticism in space.
That's my one concern with him, though, is I'm not sure he's a read and react guy, and I don't know if they're looking for a guy to just shoot a gap, and I think that's what Worthy is.
Yeah, I don't think that's all he is, though, and in reading a little bit more about him, I don't think the scouts think that's all he is either, but you might be right with that. I'll defer to Andy's in-depth knowledge of the scraping to see and whatnot.
I missed a draft.
Right, but I do like Worthy, and I like Still a little bit, too, although his tape was not the one, a lot to see. It was a really short one, so less to see on him and the other two. But Worthy's a guy that kind of reminded me a little of Vince.
He's
a little shorter with that belly, but athletic for that
and
size.
The argument's the same. Vince was a one-gap guy at Miami. He became a two-gap guy. So there's certainly a possibility that Worthy can do it. I just don't think I saw enough of it for me to project it.
A lot of play. I mean, I just thought he was like the focal point of a very good run defense.
Now, do either of you think that any of those three guys is first-round pick worthy at 27 or 31? Because their chances are they'll be available.
Yeah, at 31. I think so.
In this draft, all three of them. I think this is one of the stronger positions in the draft, and therefore I'm not reaching to get a pass rusher. I'm not reaching to get a safety. You know, if those guys are gone, I think this is a position where you can say there's legitimately, what, 5-6 guys that could go in the first round, and I'm picking between two or three of them late in the round.
A safer position to pick.
Yeah, well, I don't know about safer. More talented. I think there's five or six guys that are worthy.
And I also think you could go into the whole Belichick theory of, okay, I want one of these three guys. They're all available at 31. I'm going to trade down because at, what is it, 40 what?
Two.
40, what do we pick?
48.
48?
Yep.
There's a good chance I'm going to get one of those three at 48 if I wait. And I can accumulate a first-round pick next year for moving down or something else that I want. So I could see that happening because none of these guys is guaranteed to go in the first round, but they all could. So I think that they might have their pick of those three guys at 31 if they choose.
Okay, and then if they start slipping into the second round or even maybe in the third round, you have names like Alameda Tamu from Washington.
Love him.
Andy likes him for obvious reasons.
Right.
He's Samoan.
Exactly. The heritage.
Well, now we're getting Samoans on the roster. We already got one. Let's get another.
Athletic guy, though.
Yep.
He's tremendous.
Josh Chapman, Alabama.
Love him.
Big body.
Played through a torn ACL. Tough. Comes from the Alabama scheme. Obviously, the transition there would be easy. Just looks like Vince. Leads with the belly, kind of like Vince and Kyle Love. Just that big. And I want to look at it. 580-pound bench really is something I like. Big, strong, tough. Sounds like a nose tackle to me. I'll take him.
Trevor Guyton, Cal. Brandon Thompson, Clemson. A little bit on the shorter side, but played nose tackle. Mike Martin, Michigan. Jared Crick, Nebraska. Looks a little bit more to me suited to be an end rather than a tackle.
Crick is an end.
Crick is an end and a pass rusher, and he's a guy that I kind of like. I would not be opposed to seeing him as a versatile lineman body that Belichick could use. Not an elite pass rusher, but a guy who can rush some.
Any thoughts on any of those or another one, Paul?
Yeah, no, I mean, Brandon Thompson out of that group that you mentioned is probably the one that caught my eye the most. But, there's some good players at this position. I think you can get some 300-pound guys that have some athleticism to them. They have some feet, and that's the key. If you can get movement, and you're not just, you know, the old-school Tony Siragusa, Sam Adams, where you just kind of – you're out there. You just
sit there.
I don't think there's really much room for that anymore. The Pat Williams that we used to see. You know, those guys were very valuable in their day, but now you need to have not only that size and strength, but you need to be able to move a little bit too and get on and off the field with all the sub packages that are used. There's a lot of guys, I think, that can do that.
Okay. One undrafted guy, yeah, always important to keep an eye on. Iowa, we know how much Bill respects the coaching they get. A guy, Mike Daniels, is not expected to be drafted.
Very hard worker.
That's his, undersized, you know, 6 foot, 290, but he's a starter, 9 sacks.
Under the
radar.
As they
say, good natural pad level because he's a little bit shorter.
I'm glad you
brought
him up.
Very productive guy.
Andy and I had a little discussion. I think we watched this guy yesterday. I just looked at Andy and I said, about halfway through, I said, why is this guy not
being
scheduled
talked about?
To be drafted? Mm. You know, what am I missing? Is there something in his bio? Did he, you know, rip 3 ACLs or something? I mean, he looked to me
pretty much like
all those other guys.
Right, yeah. No, I agree. I have him down here, too. I like him. Let's step back off the line a little bit, talk about the inside linebackers. The name everybody talks about at this position, well, there are a couple of them, but the top one, Luke Kuechly, right here down the road at Boston College.
Up the road.
Yeah, I guess, from here it would be up the road.
North,
yep, exactly. So, you're correct. You are correct, sir.
He's going to be an overdrafted inside linebacker, probably going to go in the top 12 picks in the draft. Kansas City is one spotted, I think, 11. Could even go slightly higher than that to Seattle. A good, solid player, tackle machine. I just don't think he's a playmaker.
I think we talked in the office the other day comparing him to a player that Patriots fans are familiar with.
Jerod Mayo?
Yeah.
Probably not quite as athletic, but production-wise.
As far as the production, right.
That's what you're going to get. You're never going to say he stinks.
Consistently
I don't want him on my
in
team,
that three
But I'm not sure you're
going to
say he's
range.
A Ray Lewis. I mean, you're going to get your 100-and-something tackles, mm-hmm. as you should, out of a middle or inside linebacker. But I don't know if you're going to get game-changing plays. But, you know, if a team is looking for that, just kind of a solid force for the middle of their defense, Kuechly will make him happy.
Only 15 guys with draftable grades at the position. Mm-hmm. Andy,
it's a dying position, much like fullback.
Except Patriots are cornering the market on fullbacks.
Moving
and inside
on.
Linebackers. They don't have any outside guys, so they just play them all on the outside.
I was about to ask you if you think it is like fullback. It's almost a dying breed.
Yeah, because all the guys that run up the middle and stop people up the middle are no longer wanted. It's all about speed, edge, down the field.
Okay, they have Jerod Mayo.
That's what
they
Goodell
have,
wants.
They have Brandon Spikes, who brings an attitude when he's out on the field. Do they have room, if he's there, do they have room for a guy like Dante Hightower at Alabama who comes from a system that Bill is very familiar with?
Sure, because he doesn't play any position. He plays lots of positions, but he doesn't play any position. Can be used all over defensive end, rusher, inside linebacker, outside linebacker. You know, he did it all for Alabama, and Nick Saban thinks he can do the same thing. You know, he had an ACL, but he is one of those heady football players from the Saban scheme that I think Bill Belichick would have some fun with. And you'd say, oh, huh. So he decided to, you know, line him up over the slot this week in Dallas Clark and bang him at the line of screen. You know, you would find different weeks you'd see him being used differently. But, you know, again, I'll go back to Fred Kirsch, our boss. He's wise every once in a while. He's a football player, and I think Bill would like to use him.
A name who would probably be talked about more if he didn't have as many character issues, Vontaze Burfict from Arizona State. You look at his numbers, he looks off the charts, but he has problems.
He had
off
some
the
issues,
field.
No question about it, but another athletic guy.
Except for the 40 time. That was alarming to people because he's supposed to be Mr. Measurable, and then he runs a 5.09 or 5.1 or whatever at the combine. I know he came back at his pro day, and I forget exactly what it was, but it was better. But he is just a major. I think he's a guy that could literally be, you know, there was talk, you know, late first round, second round type prospect a year ago.
Yep.
I think he could go undrafted. I think he's a guy that could fall right off the draft.
Yeah, when you have that bad of a combine combined with some red
questions,
flags.
Coaches don't like you, you fight with coaches, you don't do as you're told, you're a freelancer. I mean, what do I say this is the reason I'm drafting him? Well, speed. Well, at the combine, he wasn't fast. Yeah. He's not athletic, and I think he could go undrafted.
A couple of guys that, you know, sort of showed up to me is James Michael Johnson from Nevada is a pretty athletic kid.
Inside or out, too, it looked like.
You know, he looked like he had some flexibility to do some of that stuff. Tank Carter from TCU is a guy who just, you know, Andy's cliche that he's been throwing around the football player. Well, that guy just
That's Fred's cliche.
He finds a way to be around the football and to make – he's not – physically gifted. He's you know, there's no
when
he's
you
Teddy
said
Bruschi.
That I heard like Chris Farley with air quotes, I'm not
physically
gifted.
He's Teddy Bruschi. He's not gonna win many combine battles, but he's gonna find a way to be around the football and make a play when it needs to be. And Audie Cole from NC State is another guy that I thought you know, showed up and did some things. But all of these guys, fifth round maybe, sixth round in some cases, right now the Patriots
don't have any of those.
So you know, I don't know if they're guys that maybe you need to make trades to get. I don't necessarily think you would target these guys. But I do, for Patriots specific here, I would like to see them get another guy that they could have with to get that 3-for-2 thing. And I don't
sure.
know if Dane Fletcher is that guy. Maybe he is.
You also don't even know if Spikes is that guy.
Well, I think at this point they think he is. It's Spikes and Mayo. Do you know, I'd like to see them get another guy, you know, like, you know, the whole thing with Hightower. I wouldn't take that other guy in the first round. But if they could somehow luck their way into Hightower, I think that would be a good guy to get to add to the mix. But, you know, who knows? Maybe you try a developmental guy like one of these guys and see what happens.
One last name I just want to throw out. Michael Kendricks with a Y instead of an I.
Oh, yeah, you Cal. Like spelling. You liked him.
Yep. Cal.
Tough guy.
Good, tough guy, and that's a perfect way to put him. Maybe end up just a special teamer, a core special teams type guy, backup inside linebacker, maybe a rich man's Dane Fletcher, so to speak. But I think in terms of depth, versatility, targeted as maybe a third-round pick. If he slips a little further, who knows?
Okay, that's going to wrap it up, guys, believe it or not, for all of the actual position reviews. Maybe we'll come back
do a little
in a
mock
few
drafting.
Days and do some sort of like mock draft official wrapping up before the draft happens. So stay tuned for that. But as far as the position breakdowns go, we're all done. We'll see you soon. Draft's coming.
See you soon.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.